Now, the days are getting more difficult now. The nation is coming to the end of its rope. I take it that they're right now in 10 years of the destruction of Jerusalem at this particular time. It couldn't have been much longer than that. Now, listen what he says to him. Chapter 16 now, verse 1, the word of the Lord came also unto me, saying, thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughters in this place. For thus saith the Lord concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begat them in this land, they shall die of grievous deaths. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung upon the face of the earth, and they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. And friends, I say to you that that's a very horrible sort of thing. Now, why did God say to this man, you're not to get married? Well, I think it's quite obvious why he's saying this to him. Because if you would go over to the 137th Psalm, you would find over there that they took the little ones and dashed their heads against a stone. That's what happened when Nebuchadnezzar took the city. Will you listen to Psalm 137, verses 8 and 9? O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. That's what had happened to their own. You see, the fact of the matter is that it's best under certain circumstances not to bring children into the world. And today, I'm not sure. My heart goes out to these little ones. I look at my grandson and actually tears come in my eyes. I think I'm going to make it through all right, but I don't know about him. And so I'm praying for him, you see. God says to Jeremiah, don't you get married. I don't want you to raise children in this place. And there is a time for that. A great deal could be said right there. Now, he has a bright note in here, and we need to note it. It's in chapter 16, verse 14. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, from all the lands whither he had driven them, and I will bring them again into their own land that I gave unto their fathers. He looks down the future, and he sees the end of the tunnel. It never got so dark, but what? The prophets didn't see the light. And the darker it got, the brighter the light was. And God says, the day is coming when I'm going to bring them back into the land. And Jeremiah lets them know that. And what a wonderful thing that is. Now, verse 21 of chapter 16. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. And I'm of the opinion that God is going to have to teach this country that he's the Lord, that he's God. They don't believe he's out there today. And I'm afraid when he makes it known, it's going to be very impressive.